USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Twin bombshells in cable news in the past 2 hours. First, this from Fox News, as read on the air this morning by anchor Harris Faulkner.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
The announcement of Carlson's sudden departure comes a week after Fox's parent News Corp settled the suit against it by Dominion Voting Systems for nearly $800 million. And now CNN anchor Don Lemon says CNN has fired him. Lemon posted on Twitter that his agent delivered the news that nobody at CNN told him directly. Earlier this month, Variety reported allegations that Lemon has mistreated female colleagues over his 17 years there. The State Department's tried to contact more Americans who may want to get out of Sudan. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the weekend evacuation of the embassy in Khartoum was not an easy choice, but
my first priority is the safety of our people, and I determined that the deteriorating security conditions in Khartoum posed an unacceptable risk to keeping our team there at this time.
Some other Americans are in a UN convoy that's left Khartoum in the wake of widespread fighting over control of the country. Former suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter is out of prison after serving 16 months of a 2-year sentence for fatally shooting a suspect during a struggle. Potter said she mistook her gun for a taser. Serving 2/3 of a sentence behind bars, the rest under supervised release, is the standard in Minnesota. Veteran comedian Richard Lewis says he's done as a stand-up. In a social media post, Lewis says it's a matter of quitting at the top of his game, and thanks to a big medical issue.
Then I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and that was about 2 years ago. But luckily I got it late in life, and they say you progress very slowly, if at all, and I'm on the right meds, so I'm cool.
Lewis has been seen lately on the HBO comedy Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jeannie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.
Do we have the right to rest? Lawmakers in Oregon are considering a bill that would decriminalize camping in public places. Supporters say it would help those who are homeless. Opponents say it would create more unregulated homeless encampments where people will not get the support they need. The measure is called the Right to Rest Act. A bill making its way through the Colorado state legislature would make it a felony to falsely report an active shooting. So-called swatting has become a big and growing problem, according to Colorado State Senator Kevin Van Winkle.
In the old days, it would be kids that would, if they didn't want to take a test or they were feeling stressed that day, they could pull the fire alarm. In modern times, active shooter calls are kind of the latest example of that.
Now, some people oppose the bill, though, including Tristan Gorman of the Colorado Defense Bar.
This bill will further criminalize minors, and using the criminal legal system or the juvenile justice system to address fear and trauma in minors is simply counterproductive.
There have been more than 60 swatting incidents just in Colorado in the past 15 months, most of them targeting schools. They went away last week, and then with no explanation, blue check marks indicating so-called confirmed identities reappeared on millions of Twitter accounts over the weekend. Most notably, the blue check marks popping up on the accounts of dead celebrities like Kobe Bryant, Chadwick Boseman, and Anthony Bourdain. No comment yet from Twitter. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.